What is up, guys? It's your host, Alex Flores, and this is On The Reps. For today's special guest, introduce yourself.
What's up? My name is Nick, a.k.a. Nicky Six, a.k.a. Lil Broke Boy, a.k.a. Hot Boy Nick 69. What's up?
What is up, Nick? All right, bud. So, for all of you that are listening right now, this is my new podcast that I'm going to try out. Hopefully, you guys fuck with it as much as I do. This is just going to be honest conversations, and our podcast is going to be called On The Reps. For today's special topic, we're going to talk about Nicholas's graduation and how his summer is going to be planned.
Wow.
All right. So, Nick, if you want to tell us about graduation, has it hit you yet that you're out of high school?
Well, it hasn't really, it's hit me, obviously, But if I can be quite honest, graduation wasn't all that, you know? It was quick and easy, which I wasn't complaining, you know? Graduation's kind of lagged. But, when I was there, and they started, the people started going to get their diplomas, I was like, oh, shit, I'm up next. I was like, damn, that's pretty cool. I don't mind. But, yeah, my party was, it was good. I saw some family, you know? It was good. But, it's just, the life part. That's kind of
scary.
Not scary. It's just stressful. You're just fuck, bro.
I gotta be an adult now.
Yeah, bills.
Tough.
Credit.
Tough.
More bills.
Tougher.
Jeez, man, I'm not ready. But I guess it's kind of I'm not a child. I'm I just love being a kid. I love hanging out with my friends and I don't know. I'm not, stuck in, high school. I'm stuck in middle school in a way, you know? Middle school is kind of fun, you know? I love middle school.
My best year was 8th grade. Other than that, I was, all right.
I loved middle school. Everything about middle school. 6th, 7th, and 8th grade. That was just fun for me. Shout out everybody. That went to Camino here. That was me, you know? That was pretty fun.
I was telling somebody another day the reason why people fucking either that's why high school is so important is because for us it's the peak of our it's the peak of us having fun without a lot of responsibilities, you know. Mm-hmm. In college you can have a lot more you can have more fun, but you just have a lot more responsibilities that come with it, so that's why people don't.
Yeah, and it's not only that, you get hands-on work in high school and stuff like that. And, if you're failing a class, true. You can get help. But, in college, it's up to you to get help.
Which is a responsibility.
Yeah, if you're failing a class, and, literally failing a class means, you start your career or you don't, you know? That's how kind of I see it, but,
that's how I see it, too.
It's really, if you want to start your career and you're serious about it, then you'll take that shit serious. Which is pretty cool, you know? It's not too bad.
Me too. What does this notification say? Brawl Stars.
Dog. Brawl Stars. Hey.
Brawl it up or bash it up?
Brawl. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Add me. A-Flow Money if you want the sticks.
Hey, add me too. Yeah.
Not if you want the sticks. If you want to grind out
with me. Yeah, if you want to grind out with me and Alex, just add him and then add me at HotBoyNick69.
You know the deal. You know the gang. So, all right, so graduation's over and all that.
Yeah, yeah.
And you went to all your grad parties. Is it sad seeing, all your friends?
It's not sad. It's pretty exciting, actually. You're all right, let's start life, you know?
Yeah, let's kick it.
Yeah,
fuck with that.
Let's hang out, you know? Talk about the good old memories. But I feel like people are still kind of I feel like when summer ends, that's what's really going to start for people.
Yeah.
That's when life is really going to set in. We haven't started life.
Okay, you're still having fun.
Yeah, we're still because we don't got any responsibilities right now besides work, and if you have bills, then bills. But
of course, you being a firefighter. If you didn't know, guys, Nicholas is a not paid. Sorry,
I'm not paid. I'll be paid in a couple years, year and a half, maybe. Yeah. Hopefully, if I'm lucky.
Firefighter, at where?
Doñana County, District 1.
The man puts out some fires.
Yeah, it's. It's pretty fun, honestly.
It's pretty gangsta, if you ask me.
If you don't know what you want to do and you don't want to go to the fucking military, I highly recommend it, bro. I know it's a firefighter. They don't get paid that much. It's not about the pay, honestly. It's about the feeling when you're on a call, dude. There's no other feeling. The adrenaline running through your blood is just whoa. And, like, when you hear it on the intercom, it's, like, CPR in progress. You know you're about to fucking go see some crazy shit. Like, someone's losing their life, and you're literally on the way.
Does the adrenaline, like, did you ever get, like, are, like, you ever in situations that you're, like, oh, shit, like, I'm actually doing this, or it doesn't hit you until after?
No, it hits me, like, right when I get on scene, I'm, like, oh, shit. Like, it's, like, surreal, too, because, like, it's not surreal, it's just, like, you see somebody and they're, like, in pain and you're, like, damn. Like, I need to figure out what's wrong with this person. I need to give a diagnosis on this person so they're not in pain. It's just, like, whoa. And my first call was actually a fire. It was pretty fucking cool. I didn't put it out. Like, I didn't have any of my gear yet because it was, like, my first day literally there and it was a fire. I was, like, oh, shit. All right, whatever. And, yeah, and, like, I've been getting trained and, like, by this weekend, I'll be like, let's say we get like a trash can fire. We get like people are like dumping and like lighting everything on fire, like a fireworks, like go off and like they catch like a desert on fire. I'll be there.
Bet.
Like I can put out fire. Mm-hmm. I just can't walk into a burning building.
Okay.
And that certification will come in the summer. So literally by the end of the summer, I'll be putting out fire. I'll be a legit firefighter.
That's sick, though.
I won't be paid firefighter, but I'll be a firefighter. Like, that can walk into a burning building.
And put out fire.
Yes.
That's so cool.
And, like, let's say there's an accident and it catches fire, I'll be putting it out.
All right. Well, you're going to be pretty busy with that with the summer, huh?
Just the weekends, honestly. So, like, my department, so there's a paid staff and there's a non-paid staff. So I'm with the non-paid staff. And the non-paid staff go Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And then the paid staff goes Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Yeah. Okay.
So, like, Friday nights, that's when I get there.
It's not bad.
Not bad, yeah. So just the weekends. And then, like, Tuesdays I'll have training. And, like, sometimes during the week I'll have, like, driving hours so I can get, like, used to driving.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, that's pretty much it. And then for the downtime, just hang out with Noah X Trippy, make some music.
Noah X Trippy, that's the boy.
Make some music with him.
Dog, speaking of him, he just reminds me of like having fun in the summer, man. Any summer plans, sir? This year, just trying to have a good time. Just
trying to have a good time.
And not remembering your summer?
Yeah, well.
Because of sleep deprivation, nothing else, right?
Yeah, sleep deprivation, yeah.
Yeah, we don't do anything else.
No, we don't.
Yeah. Only thing we shot good is Capri Suns.
Yeah. And drink some Kool-Aid Jammers. You know? Kool-Aid Jammers are good. I love
Kool-Aid. They are. I have one right now in the ice chest right behind us.
That's pretty fucking cool, dude. You surprised me. You got me there. You got
me
there.
Hey. I did.
Yeah, you got me there.
I did. All right, dog. So Neon Desert happened this weekend. What do you think of it? What did you think of it? What did you want to go, first of all?
I honestly didn't. I'm not like talking down on it or anything. Like Neon, if you want to support me, you can support me in my music career. But like, people think it's Coachella, and I don't like it's something like, all right, like you can flex it, but you don't need to put fucking a picture of every set you go to. Like it's not Coachella, it's not EDC, it's not Lollapalooza, it's not Rolling Loud. It's Neon Desert.
Yeah, true.
Like, dude, I'm still scrolling through my Snapchat and seeing that shit. All my Instagram feed and Twitter feed, Neon Desert, bro.
Really? It's all in my Snapchat.
That's still everywhere for me, dude. And, like, I don't think it's, like, I think it's pretty cool, but, like.
Would you go if there's bigger headliners?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Yeah, me too.
Like, there's no little Uzi Vert.
I was literally thinking that. I was listening, because I was listening to his new song, That's a Wreck.
Yeah.
Today when I was taking a shower, and I was like, damn, if Lil Uzi was a headliner, I'd, like, pay any types of money to go watch it. Yeah. Like, literally just him.
100%, dude. Like, if he was on Saturday, I would just go Saturday. If he was on a Sunday, I would just go Sunday.
But can you imagine trying to get, like, spots for that?
Dude, yeah, dude. There's no Lil Uzi Vert. There's no Trippy Red. There's no Juice WRLD. There's no Lil Pump. There's no Lil Skies. There's...
You know which one I did want to see from this year, though? I did want to see Shoreline, Gunna, and Young Thug.
Yeah, yeah.
Those three, honestly, were, like, it was questionable. But, though, like, just to pay like that and go to just for three shows, I was
no.
Like, I'll just wait till next year. I'll wait. Like, because, I mean, next year I'm going to go regardless. Like, it's just my last.
Yeah. I'll probably go next year because I already probably have a job. I'll probably be like, I'll be all on my lonesome, you know? Like, I'll probably have nothing better to do than to go to Neon, you know? Yeah. And I'll be 19, you know? Like, I have nothing better to do, like, as a 19-year-old. You know? But, like, this year, I just didn't want to dish out the money that I didn't have, you know?
Exactly. Literally that. It's because, I mean, that too, because I spent money on shoes right before. So, I think that was part of it that, like, I was like, let me get a change of that.
Yeah, man.
Like, part of it was, like, oh, I already spent all my money on my shoes that...
Yeah, and like
I have no money for tickets, like just straight up.
Yeah, like you that's something you needed, you know? You need new shoes, like basketball shoes for the basketball season, you know, like for the summer. That's something you need. That's a priority. Like people might be like, "Alright, you already have shoes," but like it's something to have, you know? Like you could reuse those, you know? Like Neon Desert, you can't.
I mean, it's memories, don't get me wrong, but just to me it wasn't worth it. Like, don't get me wrong, dog. Like, if I would have gone, I would have had a blast.
Yeah, oh, yeah, 100%. 100%.
I just didn't go. I don't know. Shout out to all the homies that went, though.
Yeah, sure.
They had a good-ass time.
Yeah, for real. Shout out to everybody that went. But, like, I'd rather, honestly, like, chill, have a beer with my homies, and, like, I mean, a Kool-Aid jammer. Like, I'd rather chill with the boys than go to Neon and all that.
I feel that.
And plus being, like, sleep-deprived from that?
Oh, dog, Friday had me so sleep-deprived.
Like, I'm honestly, like, I'm all about sleep, bro. Don't mess with my sleep. Like I love...
It's hard, you know, partying all through the late night whenever you want sleep and you have to be productive the next day.
Yeah, 100%.
Not gonna lie. Summer takes that hard. Because then I'll just end up sleeping till, like, 11 or 12.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, damn, I missed my... Like, I literally missed, like, not half of my day, but I missed, like, a good part
chunker,
of...
yeah.
Yeah, like, a good... Because I could... To me, the morning is, like... production time, like errand time.
Yeah,
like it's like, to get your shit done.
Like do 8 to like 11.
Yes, or 8 to lunch, honestly, which is like 12 for me.
And then like after lunch, you're just like, all right, I'm gonna chill, like, you know, maybe take off my shoes, watch a couple YouTube videos.
Hey, that's nice.
That's
nice.
How I see it. Like this morning, I woke up at 8:30, went to go help my cousin buy something real quick, and then we went to go, like, clean my backyard real quick, you know? Just get something productive. And then, we're like, all right.
I saw, dude, did your tree fall? Or, like, did a branch?
We were cutting, bro. Like, we were like, all right, these trees are getting way too out of hand. So, we're just going to cut them. My dad was like, yeah, let's just do it. And then my dad was like, for Father's Day, I just want a chainsaw and a lawnmower. So, we went and got him a chainsaw and a lawnmower, you know?
Like, an early...
Yeah. And it's pretty cool because, like, my dad has been a firefighter at NASA since 90 freaking... 92,
mm-hmm.
And he's been there ever since, and there's an old video from 1999 of him, like, all his old crew, and so for Father's Day, me and my brother are gonna make, like, a whole little video of, like, his whole firefighting career, and, like, it's gonna lead up to me and my brother.
That's so sick.
Yeah, so, like...
That's so cool.
So, and, like, our lieutenant is, like, taking pictures of us, like, doing training, and, like, so it's pretty cool, so just...
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
People, if people know me, they know I love to say that's awesome during a specific time. And, like, shout out to those that know. That's awesome.
That's awesome. I love saying that's awesome.
Me too, dude. It's just awesome, you know?
Oh, yeah. Do you know what's crazy?
What's crazy?
They found a dead body right there.
Why would you tell me that when we're here?
Well, I'm not saying, like, Cruces is a pretty safe place, you know?
Yeah.
It's probably, like, one of the safest places. Isn't it? It's pretty one of the safest places. It's El Paso. That's one of the safest places in the U.S.
That's so weird, huh? That, like, people think El Paso's so,
like,
crime-ridden when it's...
It's the safest place in America.
No, it's not the safest place.
It's, like, top 5.
I don't know about top 5.
Yeah, it's top 5.
I think it's, like, top 10.
It's one of those. I remember. But, like, yeah, people think, like, down El Paso. I actually really like El Paso.
I do love me El Paso. Some taco tote?
Mm.
I wish we had a taco tote here.
Some Chico's tacos, bro? Oh, my God.
Nah, honestly, okay... Confession.
You don't like Chico's?
Never had Chico's tacos, actually.
What?
Never had it, because they just didn't look appealing to me. And my parents don't fuck with Chico's, so we just never go.
Let me tell you a little something. I, like, that, when I was little, I hated that shit. All the way to, like, sixth grade, and my dad was like, just try it, man. I was like, it looks fucking gross. But, like, dude... Tastes like nothing you've ever had before.
I swear.
Dude, when you're high.
When I'm what?
When you're high. Oh, my. Bloomed.
Yes.
Not high. We don't get high.
No, we don't. We're innocent kids here.
Dude, when you're bloomed and you eat that stuff, or when you drink too much freaking Kool-Aid Jammers, it kills, dude.
Really?
Yeah, and they're open all hours of the night.
Oh, I know that, but dog, like, I don't know. I just never tried it. I need to try it. It's probably this summer when I have games over there.
Dude, it's killer. Like, so, like, do you know what it is?
Isn't it like it's just flautas, right?
It's flautas.
And then it's drenched with, like, sauce, right?
It's, like, not tomato sauce. It's, like, tomato broth. It's not... There's, like, chunks of tomatoes, but you can't even taste it. Uh-huh. But, like, it's, like, broth almost. It's, like, watery. Like, watered down.
Yeah, see, and I don't know.
And then it's drenched in cheese, bro, and the cheese melts. So it makes the sauce a little bit thicker. So it's kind of, like... It all balances out.
I don't know. Like, it's just...
It balances it out.
It's just... It's more like... Okay, like, Freddy's, mm-hmm. for example. Mm-hmm. Like, I haven't tried Freddy's yet. But it's neither just... It's not something that it's like, oh, it doesn't look good. Like, it's just that I just don't want to try it. It's just when I'm hungry and I'm like, all right, do I want to go try Freddy's or can I just go to a place that I already know I, like, fuck with?
Get a biggie bag.
Exactly. So, like, that's literally how it is in El Paso. Like, it's like, do I want to go try, like, Chico's Tacos or do I go to, like, Taco Tote? Or somewhere else that's, like, more El Paso, like, that El Paso has that we don't.
Yeah.
Like, even, like, the Rudy's in El Paso, dude, it hits different.
Yeah, yeah.
Than the one here. Hits different.
What's that one barbecue place that you love?
State Line?
Yeah, if I could be completely confession, I don't like State Line.
What? You know, I told Will I was going to take him there because of how good it is.
Yeah, I don't like it.
I love State Line.
I mean, I'll eat it, but it's not worth for the price that you have to pay. And the long-ass wait.
What do you mean, wait?
I waited for, like, an hour and a half.
Really?
Yeah, because everybody was hyping it up, and we're like, let's go try it. We waited for, like, an hour and a half on, like, a Thursday night.
Dude, like, every single time we've wait, like, 2 minutes in the waiting lot, and then we always get our food served hella quickly.
Nah, our food took, like, forever.
It's expensive, but it's just, like, I don't know, it's just different. Like, to me, that's worth the price.
And, like, you have to tip? No, it wasn't worth it. I'd rather go fucking pay $50 at Chico's Tacos. Chico's Tacos and get some ice cream after, some good, like, some rolled ice cream. Yeah, like at Fahrenheit,
like,
bro.
Like a smoothie.
Yeah. Like, El Paso's good. Like, their food, like, that's what my...
Their food smacks.
Like, my goal this summer is to, like, expand my palates, like...
Where I've eaten and where I haven't eaten.
Yeah, like, exactly. Whoa, like, all right. Like, I'm planning on going to Albuquerque, too, and just try a couple
it's, food you know, places it's, up there. It's weird for me, but I didn't think I knew that many places in Las Cruces. Like, places that, like, a lot of people don't know. But, like, when I'll ask people, like, oh, have they eaten there or have they not? Like, a lot of them will say no. And I'm like, mm-hmm. What? Like, how do you not know this place? Like, that's so, like, Las Cruces to know that place. But, like, it's weird because people, like, don't know.
Have you ever tried Day's? Day's Burgers?
Yes.
Bro. Best burgers ever, bro.
Those are so good.
Like, I don't know why. I think I think I like it so much is because the patty's, like, smushed, like, almost thin. I think that's why I like it so much, and it's not too filling. And, like, Zeffro's, bro, Zeffro's hits.
Zeffro's hit. Okay, so Nick put me on to a pizza place that's by NMSU, if you don't know, and it's called Zeffro's. And it has, like, these big, it's like the slices. Think of the slices, like, if they're at Sam's.
Yeah, like huge.
Big old slices. And you get two for what? Like $6.90?
You get two pizzas.
A drink.
A drink for $6.
And it's so good. Like, and like if you don't even, like the two slices fill you up. Like they filled me up.
Yeah. And like, and if you don't want like both pizza, you could get
a salad.
A salad too. Like a pizza, a salad, and a drink for $6.
Yeah. It smacks. It smacks. And I never heard of that place. No one has ever told me about that place.
Yeah. Like I love it, bro. Like,
you know what? A place that's like, whoa.
Oh, shit. I died right there, bro. Oh, fuck.
Are you good?
I'm chilling, bro.
That's so funny.
Yeah, man. Like, there's a lot of places in town. Like, have you ever tried JC's Tortas?
No.
Fire.
You know, one place surprised me is that a lot of people is Signs Gorditas.
Bro, Signs is good.
It's
bro.
So good. Did they close?
No, they're still open. They're still kicking it.
They're still okay.
They're still packed.
Like, no, dude. No, well, it's because one time I tried to go and it was like during lunch. I'm like, I think it was like a Friday or a Saturday, and like it said it was closed, and I was like, what the hell?
I want to say that they close early on weekends or something like
that. It was probably that. I know it smacks.
I know they close Sunday because they all go to church.
Right, I knew that.
And then what else is good? Like Mateo's? I think Mateo's is overrated.
I think so too. I don't think it's that good. You know, the drinks are good.
The drinks are killer. Don't get me wrong.
The drink hits.
Yeah.
But the other, like all the food and all that, if for the price you pay, it's not.
I'd rather go. Dude, have you ever tried Fidencio's?
No.
Dude, it's right next to McAllister's. Like, dude, the tortas are like fucking huge, bro. And like, they fill it with avocado. They give you a whole bunch of lime, bro. That
sounds so good.
With the best carne asada, bro. Oh my gosh, bro. The service isn't that good, but the food is worth it.
Really?
Yeah, like, the lady there is kind of mean.
That's fine.
But, like, you know Spanish, and I don't, so I think that's why she's kind of mean to me, you know?
That's funny.
Yeah, so, like,
it's... I don't know, dude. And then it sucks, too, is that all these places, like, I want to go on this diet this summer.
Mm.
And so that means I'm not going to be able to eat out a lot at all. Yeah. And, like, it sucks, because I'm trying to discover new places, and...
Yeah, for sure.
But I got to push it, dude. I got to...
Do you know it's overrated as hell?
What?
Sparky's.
Never tried Sparky's either.
You don't need to, man. You're not missing anything great. People are like fathoming over it, and it's not even that good.
Like, you know, a place is so good that people don't like. Honestly, like people know about it. Don't get me wrong, but for it being as popular and as good as it is, like a good amount of people don't know is Corner Deli.
Corner Deli is good, bro.
Corner Deli is so good, and like, there's honestly like. Like I said, like, there's a lot of people that do know about it.
Yeah.
But there's a good amount of people that don't know what that is. And it's what the hell?
One time I was with, like, a couple friends, and I was like, let's go get some Corner Deli. And they're like, what? You mean Corner Bakery? And I was like, no, Corner Deli. Like, it's a sandwich place. And they're like, no, I think you're talking about Corner Bakery with the paninis. And I'm like, no, I work there. Well, not anymore, but.
You used to work there.
It's all right.
You know? Nick is a free man now.
Yeah, if you know anybody that's hiring, let me know. I'm a great guy.
Yeah, Nick's trying to get a job to pay for his needs.
Yeah, my needs.
His addictions.
My addictions to life.
Yep.
Yeah.
So get this man a job and get him paid.
Yes.
Man needs some bread in his life.
Yes. It's coming to the point where I think I want to play at Dion's. The environment just seems so fun.
It is. Don't get me wrong. I love my Dion's people. I love them. I love them. I love them. That's the reason why I stayed here so long, bro. It's because it's just the environment of people. Like, it's so fun working there. Like, even when you have a bad shift, like, they'll try to, like, get everybody up. And it's just so fucking fun. But it was just the weird hours that were killing me.
Yeah. I don't like that whole 4 to, like, it's, like, 4 to 6. And then, like, the next day you work, like, from 4 to 11. You're just like, wait, what?
No, sometimes what I thought was weird is like, and that's just criticism, right? I'm not bashing on Dion's. I love all my Dion's people. I love all my managers. They're all fucking great. But one of the weirdest ones, like, was my shifts. Like, sometimes would it be like a 4 to 7, and then it'd be an 8 to 11. So you're off from 7 to 8. So, like, what were you supposed to go do for that hour? You know, because, like, when you think about it, dude, an hour is not that lot of a time.
No. That,
especially, like, to go home from work and then come back to work. Like, all that time, like, no, it's just...
Yeah, that's not fun. That's totally not fun. Like, honestly, like, Corner Bakery's hours, kill it. They just can't really work with... They can work with you, but, like, it's just... It's not worth your time, I felt like, because I was getting paid so little.
Mm-hmm.
And, like... Dude, like, the reason why I stayed there so long was literally because of the relationships I had with people. Like, if you didn't like somebody, you would, like, and you started working there with them, you would instantly love them. Like, it's such a good environment. Like, everybody loves everybody there. Like, there's no hate.
That's how it is at Dion's, dude.
And, like, if you hate somebody, they'll literally pull you aside and be like, yo, like, cut the bullshit. It's not drama time. It's literally work time. And if you don't like them, don't talk to them. And if you like them, you know?
We just all fuck with each other at Dion's, honestly.
The Corner Bakery is fun, dude. Like,
and, like, shout out to the GM, Jerry, because he specifically hires people that have that type of personality.
That's,
you know?
That's sick. That's sick.
Like, it doesn't matter if you're a damn good worker or not. Like, you could just tell that the type of people he hires has, like, we all have an outgoing personality. Mm-hmm. So it makes work fun. So I fuck with that a lot.
That's so sick.
I mess with that so much. like at Sonic right now, dude, like, it's just weird. Like, it's not like that. Because, like, I think it's so crazy how many people work at Sonic that are over, like, 25, 26.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
Like, no offense, no hate, no diss. Like, but I can never see myself working a minimum wage job past the eight, like, past college. Like, well, even like, my first 2 years of college.
Mm-hmm. That's how I see it, too. Like, I really want, like, a good paying full-time job.
Exactly.
Like, right now.
Exactly.
That's what I'm looking for. And, like honestly, but, like, I could see, like, older people, like, in their, like, 50s, 40s, because they already retired, you know? They started their career early, so, like, they retired. Because they have, like, no kids, like, maybe a husband, maybe a wife, maybe no wife, maybe single. And, like, they just have nothing to do, so they just go get money, more money than...
That's true too.
Like there is a lady at Corner Bakery they were telling me about. I never met her or anything, but she was like a dishwasher and she was like super good at her job. And then she worked here in Cruces and then she became so good that they moved her to El Paso. And then she got super good over there that she became a manager over there and she's getting paid super good and she's pretty high up.
Wow.
Her name is like Leticia.
Just because she's a dishwasher.
Yeah, dude. So she literally started off as a dishwasher, worked her way up, and then became a manager.
That's so sick.
Well, that's how it usually works, but, like, think about it. Like, just imagine being, like...
Yeah, yeah. Like just to getting, go from that.
Like, being, like, having a manager, like, experience on your, like, a resume is super good.
It's so good.
Like, right now, there's so many manager openings, and, like, they won't hire me. Like, oh, sorry, like, it says that you're just trying to be an employee, but, like, we need a manager. I'm like, damn. Like, Buckle, do you know love? Or mad love, but, like...
You know Sonic's gonna need a bunch of managers soon?
Really?
Dog, like, two of our managers are leaving, like, within, like, the next month.
Damn. Like, that's how it was at Corner Bakery, dude? So, like, we had, like, set managers. And then a manager, like... So, she was a assistant GM. And then she was like, no, this is getting too stressful. I want to be a kitchen manager. And so she resigned from that job and got hired as like a kitchen manager. And then so we brought in somebody from El Paso. He was pretty cool. His name was Manny. Great guy. And then he was like, no, I hate driving here. Like, I just hate driving here. I need to go back to El Paso. I miss everybody over there. And then, so he left. And then we got a new girl. Her name is Miriam. And then the GM at Corner Bakery, he's from El Paso too. He was going to be like, all right, so you're going to be the GM, the new GM. We're going to bring everybody up the rank and then we're going to put an employee as a kitchen manager. And then, so she ended up messing up. She didn't show up for work like one more time, like on one of her last days. And then they were like, all right, you're going to get fired. Like you're fired. And then, so they fired her. So they got the catering manager and put her as AGM. And then, and then one of my really good friends left to Tucson to go manage over there. And then so, like, this girl that, her name is Lauren, shout out Lauren, she was an expediter. And then she was like, I guess I'll take it. She took it and she was like, it's just not for me. Like, she lasted like 6 months. And then, yeah, and then I left when she left, so.
Doug, if I could be completely honest with you. All love, but I zoned out that whole time, and I did not listen to the words you said.
No, it's a confusing thing.
You were just talking for so long.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Like, for so long.
But it's just a crazy...
You were just mad. You said manager so many times, and I fuck with that.
It's just...
It's on set.
Like, it's pretty cool. Like, I think it's interesting how, like, chains work like that. Like, not even at restaurants, like,
yeah,
like at like being like a like a, at a fire department.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much going on. So like, there's a captain. He's head of all shifts, or like, we just call him chiefs here in Cruces. Like, it just depends where you're at, but we call him like chief. So there's one chief.
This is so interesting to you.
Yeah, I love it, dude. I don't know why. So like, there's a chief.
I don't need to explain.
Oh, do you know how it works?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes, sir. I took business in class.
Dude, summer. It's pretty sick. And then, like, how there's, like, three chiefs. And then... But they all do different things. Isn't that fucking crazy?
Yeah.
And they're all on different shifts. And then there's lieutenants.
That are above that.
And then there's just firefighters.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
That's, I think it's a blade.
It's just...
it's a beautiful work of art to me. I don't know why.
I'm glad you're amused by that.
It's just really cool, you know, working your way up.
Yep.
I think it's really cool.
So, Eddie.
Huh?
Do you have any girl with you? Do you have, who's, is any woman making your life happy?
My mom and my little sister.
Your mom and your little sister?
Yeah.
Is there any woman on the radars for you?
There's a couple that I've been crushing on, but, you know, I just... it's just... I guess it's just not the right time.
Yeah, no, I feel you.
But, like, I've heard that, like, 400 times already. True. In, like, the past 2 months, so, like...
true.
I don't really, like... like, I'm not, like, thriving to get a girlfriend, you know?
Mm-hmm. You just don't need it right now.
Well, it would be pretty cool right now, you know?
Yeah.
Like...
it's just, but you don't need it.
I don't... it's not that I don't need it, it's just I can't find it.
Ah, okay.
Like, not gonna lie, I became, like, a picky little jerk, dude, like...
that's tough.
Like, if I don't fuck with you, I don't fuck with you. I'm sorry. Like, it's just, like... I just have my type, and, like... I'm pretty sure people know this, but, like, I dress differently. Like, I'm not tooting my own horn or anything, but, like, I just love being different. And, like, I love girls that are different in a way. You feel?
Mm-hmm.
But not too, too different. Like, style-wise. Like, I love girls that, like, could wear, like, a...
yeah, I feel you on that.
Like, a good high-waisted shorts with, like, some crazy-ass shoes. You know? Like, some girls can pull that off. And some girls can't, you know? Like
so, no one's...
no one's on the radar.
Right. I just want to make
sure.
Well,
someone's on the radar.
Because, like, you were on the thing, and then you drifted off a little bit.
That's called like, conversation starting, baby.
It was. I'm a good conversation starter. What can I say?
Like... hey, expanding.
Do you think you're gonna find a boo here this summer, or do you think like, no?
I think I'll find one.
Like sometime soon.
Yeah.
Or you think you're gonna wild out?
No, I'm not. I'm done. I've been single for a full year and a half.
Yeah, true.
I haven't had a girlfriend in a year and a half. But like, I seriously think like.
You think you'll find someone?
Yeah.
And then college happens, baby.
But like, that's the thing. Like, I don't think it's going to be a girl that I know right now, honestly.
Ah, so you think you're going to meet someone new?
Yeah, like, a girl coming in from, like, out of state.
I got you.
Or, like, from, like, Albuquerque or something like that that wants to come to NMSU, and, like, I'll just, like, accidentally run into them.
Uh-huh.
And, like, I'll just be like, hey, how are you?
Do you plan on doing anything in college? Like, any clubs or shit?
Honestly, because I'm not, like...
or are you just trying to, like, go to your classes and get your shit done?
Well, because it's... I'm not really, like, graduating. Like, I'm not going to... I'm going to graduate college, but, like, I'm just getting my certifications to become a paid firefighter.
Right.
So, like, I'm not going to be taking a math.
Okay.
I'm not going to be taking an English. I'm not going to be taking a science. Like, I'll be taking, like, anatomy and physiology, fire 1, fire 2, EMT. That's all I'll be taking. Not even fire one.
Are you and all your classes are at Eastminster, or is there some on campus?
There's gonna be some at the hospital. All my classes are gonna be at the hospital.
Okay, so none are on campus.
Well, there's like 2 on campus: anatomy and physiology.
Oh right. I remember you telling me about that.
Yeah, and then so like my EMT, I'll go run. I'll do rounds at NMSU or at Mountain View.
Well, do you think you're gonna go to like games and shit, and be part of like the student life? That's what I'm trying to like being a. Because you're still going to be, like, enrolled, right?
Yeah, I'm still a student.
Like, right.
I'm a student of NMS.
At the end of the day, you still are.
Yeah, so, like, probably, like, I'll go to games. I'll rep my school. I'll get a hoodie.
Tailgates?
Yeah, I'll go to tailgates. I'll have, like, a hoodie, you know? Like, but, it, like, if... because, like, what's going to happen is, like, my thing is going to be shifts. Like, I'm going to have a shift.
Right.
So, like, that's, like, work. Like, I need to go into my shift.
Yeah.
So, like, it just depends all on that. And, like... but, yeah, I'm planning on, like, having fun, like, during the school year. Yeah.
That's good.
Like, being involved. And, like, going to basketball games and stuff like that. I love basketball.
Woo!
Yeah. So, like...
yeah.
Like, I'm still gonna, like... but, like, the thing is, I just don't wanna be... I'm not, like, no hate or anything. I just don't like people that are engaged, that are out of high school, that are engaged with high school.
Right. Still. Like, the only reason why you're still gonna kind of be is because of me.
Yeah, well. Like, I'll still go to your games and stuff, but, like...
but, like, after that...
yeah, like, I don't like when people are, like, no hate, but, like, people that go to, like, they're freshmen in college and they're still going to proms, like, high school proms.
Unless you have, like, a girlfriend.
Yeah, but, like, still. Yeah. Like, I don't like that. Like, I think that's really raunchy. Not raunchy, just, like, kind of awkward. Like, didn't you already have your time? Like.
Yeah, I feel you.
Like.
You had your time. You had your high school time.
Yeah, like, grow up a little bit, man. Come on.
Like, honestly and truthfully, the only time I'll ever use my Letterman jacket outside of high school is if, like, I come back when I'm, like, 60 or 70.
Yeah, and like, I'll
just... Yeah, it's, like, a, just visit Oñate or just, like, have my kids look at that.
Yeah.
But, like, literally, after high school, I do not plan on wearing that.
Like, I got a letter literally, like, the last week of school, so I'm literally just gonna go put it on and never wear it again.
That's wild. I still had to put on the... I had to put on a few patches on mine. I had to put my basketball number... and then my other patches that I'm gonna put on.
That's pretty sick. Like, I'm just gonna put on my golf one, and then I'm gonna get the tournaments that I went to on the so I'm gonna get like Painted Dunes, Sonoma, Red Hawk, and that's it.
Honestly, Lettermans are pretty cool,
dude. Like, they're
saucy. They're sick. It's just, to me, that's just a high, such a high school thing to have, like, you know, like, when I automatically think of, like, a high school, like, I just think of them with, like, a Letterman and, like, books and shit.
Dude, my cousin, he goes to Montwood, and he graduated this year. Dude, their Lettermans are sick, dude.
Really?
Yeah, like,
I love our Lettermans and Cruces.
Yeah, but, like,
it's just one store making them, and, like,
so they, dude, all look the same but different colors.
Even if you see, like, the ones from Albuquerque, dude. Even the ones from, like, Albuquerque, don't get me wrong. Albuquerque kind of has the same problem. But, like, their jackets are sick.
Like, Cleveland, Rio Rancho, like, those guys. Those
jackets are sick.
Those are so sick. And, like, dude, Motwood, their, like, letters are, like, it's like an ombre. It starts out as, like, a green, like, a dark forest green. Uh-huh. And then it fades to, like, a nice royal blue. And then, like, the jacket, like, the not the leather part, like, the chest part is green. And then the sleeves are blue.
That's so good.
And it's cool. Sick. And he was, and like, I talked to my cousin. I was like, I like your jacket. And he was like, I really like yours. I like the all black. And I was like, thanks, man.
That's surprising.
Yeah. Like, I was like, people really like ours.
I think it's just like, it's kind of like the same deal. Like,
they think us and we think of them. Because we see it so much.
We see it so often that we just don't like that. And that happens all the time.
Yeah. That's like, I've seen a couple cool Lettermans here in town. Like at Oñate, I saw somebody with teal sleeves. So sick.
Really?
Yeah, it was black with teal sleeves, and it was saucy. And it matched the teal perfect.
You know what, honestly, and no cap, like, and Lettermans I like the most for all the guys, like, out of all the schools, is Croesus's with the leather, or the, like, the off-white sleeves.
The cream?
The cream sleeves with the black.
That's icy. Is it black or dark blue?
On the jackets?
Yeah.
Like, you could either have it... I think you can either have it dark or dark blue or black. I've seen some of black. That's what I'm thinking. It's like black and then the lettering's white and red. And then, dude, that's just... That's honestly so icy.
Like, because, like, I feel like for us, we don't have an option at Oñate. I feel like at other schools, they have options. Because, like... Mayfield, you get like the sleeves are yellow and the jacket's green, like. But I think Mayfields are saucy.
Really,
I really like Mayfields. Yeah, but then again, I'm not a big fan of like yellow, like extravagant
color. Yeah, see, I don't. That's, I guess it's just the colors for me.
Yeah, but like Cruces, I mess with that heavy. I mess with that so much, and like, I like yours how it's like gray and black. Because you can wear gray, like, you wear gray and black so much. And, like, that's why I kind of got all mine all black.
Because you wear black.
Because I wear black so much. So, yeah. It looks, like, normal.
And it was funny because the longest time I went with white sleeves.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, when I went, they were, like, the dude was, like, no, like, white sleeves are only for girls. And I was, like, ah, damn.
That's, like, when he showed me the jacket, he's, like, all right, that's your jacket. I was, like, all black. I didn't get to pick colors. Like, isn't that a thing? He's, like, not anymore. I was, like, damn. All
right. And not for me. He let me... Because, dude, for a while, I was going to have black sleeves and then, like, a dark, dark gray chest.
Mm.
But then he, like, showed me an example and I was like, no, I don't like that. And then, like, it was just, like, for, like, I, like, went, like, I remember I was there for like a good minute, like when I was just like picking out stuff, because I was just asking him for so many different options.
Yeah, that's, well, he didn't like see it. Like I asked, I was like, can I, there's like other options for guys? And he was like, no, man, like usually everybody wears all black there. And I was like, oh. But like, because I shopped around a little bit and I went to sports accessories and they sell white jackets for like white sleeves for dudes. So I was like, I think I want to do that. And like, it was just like a whatever thing, and like I didn't want like white sleeves, a black jacket, and then like a gray lettering, because you know how like all the lettering's gray on the jackets,
right?
And I didn't want that. And then he was like, "Yeah, whatever." Like,
you know what I wish was a thing, and I don't honestly, like, I kind of wish it, but I feel like if I ever saw it, like if I saw it in person, how it would look, I feel like after a while I wouldn't like it. But that's if all our letters were different.
Like, what do you mean?
Like, the O. Like, the O is the exact same for all the athletics, right? And that's how it is for, like, every school. Like, they each have, like, a specific letter. Like, I don't know. Like, that would be cool if, like, one of them, like, if it was a, even if it was, like, an O and it was the same shape, but it was just different colors, or, like,
there was something. Like, student council, isn't the letter black?
Yeah. Well, that's the only thing that's different.
Oh, like, each sport had its own
one. Yeah. Or, like, a club. That'd be pretty. Like, imagine, like, a HOSA one with, like, an O, and it had, like, the doctor's
yeah, that'd be pretty saucy. Which O is the teal one? Isn't it like band or something?
I think it's band.
It's something. It's like,
no, band's gray.
Yeah, band's gray, and then the regular one's black with teal outlining, and then host or student council's black.
No, some of them are teal. Yeah, that's what you're thinking of, is the student council, because some of them. Because some of us got black student councils letters, and then I guess they had a, or they couldn't reprint them or something, that they had to choose a different color, and so they got teal ones with white.
I wanted one so bad, dude. When I saw it, I was like, I want one on my jacket.
A teal or a black one?
Teal.
See, like, I like the teal, but I don't know. I was just like, no, I want black. Like, it's just clean. But honestly, I do regret not getting the teal one.
It feels pretty saucy, not gonna
lie. Because it just pops.
Yeah, like, having, like, contrasting in a way, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I think I don't have any. Oh, well, like, the only teal I have on my jacket is, like, on the out layer of the letter. Which isn't bad, but.
Not bad at all, sir.
Not bad at all. I really like my jacket.
All right, sir. Well, this is going to be a wrap. Anything else to say? Any last comments? Any last words?
Just love everyone.
Love everyone. Love and positivity all the way. Hey, guys, if y'all fuck with this and y'all like this as much as I hope y'all do, let me know, niggas, so I could do another podcast or not. All right? And this is all, right? This is all the final words. All right, so this is your host signing off, and this is On The Reps.